Hello, this is Mr. O'Sullivan here with some very special fifth grade students from Tanti, and they're going to share their ideas about technology. Hello.
My name is Xavier.
My name is Dulce.
And what do you want to talk about?
Movie making.
And what do you want to talk about in movie making? Can you tell me something?
That it's fun but educational at the same time.
And Dulce, what is movie making?
Movie making is basically where you try to make movies, but in an educational way.
And what kind of movies do you like to make?
Some friendly movies.
And what apps do you use to make your movies?
We sometimes use stop motion.
And Dulce, what's your favorite app for movie making?
Stop motion as well, but there's many more.
Yeah, and what's stop motion? What does that mean?
Stop motion. Is an app that you take pictures, but it stops it, and then you need to take another one so it can play on.
Very good. And what kind of movies have you made? Like what sort of stop motion movies? What do you use to make your movies?
I usually use some Legos, maybe some Play-Doh to actually make my stop motion videos.
Excellent. So using Lego and stuff for movie making? And when you're done with your movie, what do you do with it when you're finished making a movie? What do you do next?
You can save it. You press the square with the little arrow coming out to save it.
And when you save your video, what do you do with it after you've it saved?
You could always make another one.
And do you share your work with anybody when you're done making it?
Yeah, we post it on the wall.
So you publish your work on the classroom website? Why? Why do you even do that?
We do that so you could have work to prove and that they can see that you've done something.
Very good. And how do you feel when you publish a movie on the classroom wall?
I feel very proud.
Why?
Because it feels like that I made a movie. Like, I did make a movie, but I know that my classmates are gonna watch it.
How about you? How do you feel when you publish a movie?
Well, I like same thing as her. It's just that I just posting things on the wall mostly.
Why?
Mostly because I could get my work done and that you can see it. So it's proof that I've done something.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for sharing your ideas about movie making. And next we have, hello. And what would you like to talk about?
Today we would like to talk about monuments.
Monuments, and what is monuments?
Monument is a puzzle. Because to some other people it would be harder.
Oh really? And where do you play monuments? Is it on a computer?
It's on an iPad.
On an iPad. And why do you like monuments so much?
Because, you need to figure it out, yeah.
Yeah, you like figuring out puzzles?
Yes.
And is it easy or is it not so easy?
Not so easy. For me, it's a little bit easy.
Really? And if you were if you were telling a new kid how to use the monuments app, what would be something you'd tell them so they can be good at doing it? What would be some advice you might have for them? How could they do a good job? Try to figure it out. Very good. Well, thank you for telling me about Monument App. Sounds like a lot of fun. And next, we have, hello. So what are your names?
Alyssa and Ashley.
What do you want to talk about?
We're going to talk about green screen.
Green screen? What's green screen?
Green screen is an app where you get to have fun with it and play with it, and you get to change and use different backgrounds.
Very good. Would you like to tell me anything about green screen?
Green screen is probably the best thing that we could play with, and we get to make backgrounds and change the different movements of some of the characters.
And what kind of green screen movies have you guys made?
We made one about Paris.
About Paris. How did you make that? What did you do first?
We went to Google and we used a picture from Safari and we cropped it and used it in our background.
And when you say you, when you say you use it in your background, how do you do that? Maybe if you're telling a younger kid who's never used green screen, how do they put an image for in their green screen app?
You just like, because there's a plus right there in the green screen, and you click it and set, and you either put video, camera or image, and you click image, and if you click in the album, you can see your image.
Very good. Would you like to say anything more about green screen?
With green screen, it is kind of difficult, but after a while you start to get it, and when you get it more, it's much easier, and when you do the backgrounds, it's actually really fun because sometimes it's a huger green screen that you could be in it.
And when you're done making your green screen projects, what do you do after you're done making your movies? What do you do with them?
When we're done making our movies, we post them on the fifth grade wall.
And why do you publish your work on the classroom website?
So people could see how we like work with green screen.
And how does it make you feel when you publish stuff?
Good.
Why?
It makes me feel a little scared because then I don't know how people might judge me. But sometimes you just have to take those kind of risks.
Very good. And how do you feel when people check out your work?
I feel good because then I know that I can do anything and it doesn't matter if people tell me that I can't do anything.
Well, thank you so much for telling me about Green Screen App.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And now we have two girls that are going to come up. And girls, what do you want to talk about?
We want to talk about Spiro.
Spiro, and what is Spiro?
Spiro is like a type of robot, but it's like on a circle,
mm-hmm.
and then you have to use your mind to move it where the tape is not or the blocks.
Very good. And tell me a little bit more about Spiro. Why is Spiro good? Why do you enjoy using Spiro?
We enjoy using Spiro because it's fun to connect the blocks together, and you have to use your mind to know where the blocks are going. And also we like it because you can experiment with different blocks and you have to figure out which ones go in which place so you can not touch the obstacles and get all the way to the other end.
Very good. It sounds kind of like coding. Is it a little bit like coding?
Yes, it's kind of like coding.
Why is it like coding?
Because like coding, there's like obstacles, like for example, Angry Birds, and then this one has obstacles too.
Very good. So you're taking what you're learning in the coding and you're applying it to a robot to make a robot move?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds very interesting. And do you girls do a lot of coding?
Mm-hmm.
You do. Excellent. Well, thank you for telling me about Spiro. Thank you so much. Hello. What would you like to say?
Can you talk about another thing that is...
Yeah. What do you want to talk about?
About pandas.
About pandas? Go ahead. What would you like to say?
The pandas, the name Giant Panda comes... Sometimes you used to discuss that they're not talking about the red panda.
Mm-hmm.
And
how did you learn about pandas?
I was doing a project about my favorite animal.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite animal was pandas.
Really? So you like pandas?
Yes.
Very cool. Well, thank you. I didn't even know that, but that's so interesting. Thank you so much for telling me. Thank you, fifth grade, for sharing your ideas about technology.